Because Dr. Rajan, I've been asking about a program patient, Zangua Wu, date of birth is 2/20/1967. Any completion of follow-up endoscopy for a GYM and follow-up endoscopy for a thickening of the regal fold node and previous endoscopies to follow up the upper endoscopy for those physician. Patient, before the, in the preoperative area, I met with his wife, and at the best site, she was at the best site to help interpreting the patient's symptoms. Patient said that he continues to having epigastric abdominal pain, radiating to the back, and in the middle of the stomach area, he's taking pentaprazole 40 milligrams per day. Every now and then, he needs NSAIDs for his back pain. But first, after eating, he feel like pressure, pain, the cutting pain, to the point one time he thought he was going to come to the emergency room, and the pain radiated to the back. Physician was giving back his Switching bacteria and anesthesia, I'm sure blood pressure was causing a priority procedure. EGD with biopsy, instrument to Olympus, VD, EGD, cooperation, Pakistan, patient play, leprosy, skip of cardiopathy, suffering, salvation, suppose, but one second. Examine portion of duodenum with duodenitis, mild duodenitis, biopsy, you're taking a serious person, upper body fundus and cardia was noted, especially lower body stomach, also note seen. A biopsy lower body stomach has a diffuse gastritis. Biopsy taking slight diagnosis, the history of gastrointestinal aplasia. This endoscopy, this biopsy we're taking is a follow-up of that. The mid body stomach and proximal body stomach has a thickening of the regal fold noted with the nodularity, nodular gastritis, multiple erosive gastritis, multiple biopsy, I think it's like diagnosis rule, well, maltoma, rule of subnecrosal tumor, rule of linatus plastica. otherwise, the fundus cardiac gastroepidermal was multiple numerous biopsy were taken from the mid-body stomach for the thoracic regal fold. So I shared by Jensen. Question shots from our bachelor with exogenous episode, which are personal complications. Final number, question shots from our better bachelor with exogenous number three. Mid body stomach has thickened full again, the thickened full were noted throughout with nodular gastritis, some erosions, both of us were thinking about maltoma, rule out stomach of tumor like linatus plastica. Number three, this was gastrobody gastritis, bachelor with exogenous. Rohelicobacropalary, also the follow-up gastrointestinal aplasia. Number four, enteral gastritis, biopsy from helicobacter. Number five, duodenitis, biopsy taken. Recommendation, wait for the esophagus biopsy because for Barrett's esophagus repeated endoscopy in 3 years. Barrett's esophagus is negative dysplasia, repeated endoscopy in 3 years as a screening for Barrett's esophagus. Number two, wait for the thickening of the gastric fold biopsies and nodular gastritis. This patient has recurring abdominal pain, reappearing of those thickened folds, nodular gastritis. Recommend patient have upper endoscopy ultrasound for further evaluation of those thickened regal folds. to rule out if there's any linatus plastica, mal tumor, especially in his case when he's keep having abdominal pain, so that we get ultimate diagnosis to rule out those atypical neoplasms. Number four, I went for the interim distal body stomach biopsy followed by gastrointestinal aplasia. And number five, I went for the stomach biopsy, enteral biopsy, because of headache, but for it's there. I went for the small biopsy. Number four, patient will be referred to Dr. VARADARAJULU at Orlando Health for upper endoscopy ultrasound for the evaluation of the secret regal fold, but not to get friends noted above. Number six was. So the patient continues to have a down payment to the gastric area, right to the back. Good recommendation to have CT of the abdomen with a contrast with the pancreatic protocol. CT of the abdomen covers with a contrast with the pancreatic protocol to rule out any underlying pancreatic disease or hepatic bladder disease contributing to the down pain. I discussed this in preoperatively and postoperatively with the patient's wife. A present encounter in detail. She seems to understand well as a plan. Follow-up and treatment. Please send the card official primary care provider, Dr. Ravi Tuck, and cover Dr. Fatim Sadi. Their procedure was July 10th to 23rd. Patient trial procedure and the complication continues the pentaprazole 40 milligrams per day. Recommendation to avoid NSAID if possible, but if he needs to take NSAID, then double the dose of pentaprazole on that particular day. and nutrition. Please make up with Dr. Ravi. Chat talk to Dr. Pansari. Episode July 10th or 23rd. July 10th or 23rd. Patients are approved. Thanks.